Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers, you know. G7.
Seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need. And them plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need. But when them thing goes another way.
Wow.
Oh, when them thing goes another way.
Tell them, my brethren. Truth or truth still.
Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking. But I believe in the people and reasons. Because when them then things go the people way. One day them dead, them not dead.
Strictly roots and culture, you know.
Seven richest countries in the world. What do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called
thing.
Wow. Where the money went.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of Monday, June the 16th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador, servant of, for, and to the Rastafari community. For freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam. The way to the waters of noon, tranquility and peace through obedience to the Most High in the universe, becoming an instrument of the universe to play the scientific music of science, of living and existing for all. So we are tossed to and fro on the seas of life. You've heard the preachers say many times before. We have to make choices in our lives that we shouldn't have to make. We should not have to make the choice of whether to steal to feed the family when we know the leadership. Every leader is a pastor. Is it Jeremiah or Isaiah? Said, woe to the pastors. And that word pastor means any leader, ruler, or teacher. And it is the responsibility of leaders, rulers, and teachers, and governors, and prime ministers, and presidents to provide living wage job for people who want living wage job. Provide free education all the way to PhD and beyond for those who desire it. Provide health care for all who need and desire and want, and every human being wants health care. These are the responsibilities of the leaders that are called pastors, no matter what their religion is, no matter what their political affiliation, no matter what corporation or financial institution or educational institution they head. Every leader, every ruler, every teacher is a pastor, and they have responsibility. But these pastors of today, in all of these fields, religion included, is it colluded together, conspired together to take away that which is an absolute human right, and then a man and a woman have to figure out whether or not they want to go through criminal means to attain that which is a universal God-goddess-given right. These are the toss. These are the waves of life tossed to and fro on the seas of life. Poverty driving men and women into making decisions that they would not ordinarily make. Poverty, impoverishment, driving men and women in the United States of America to join the military and go overseas and kill another human being that is a struggling, poor, working class man and woman like ourselves. In the Middle East, various parts of Europe and Africa, impoverishment, boot impoverishment, colonialism, slavery, same all over, same in the United States of North America, in Africa, in the Middle East, in parts of Europe, men, poor working class, impoverished, joining so-called terrorist groups. Why? Because we are being tossed on the waves of life, tossed to and fro on the waves of the seas of life. These two camps of individuals. One camp in America joins the military of America, North America, United States of North America. In the other camp overseas, you see men joining so-called terrorist groups, neither understanding that both camps are being maneuvered and manipulated by the same wicked forces, wicked ruling class, that have created the condition of poverty and impoverishment all over the earth, taking land, wealth, resources, education, health care from the people, causing people to distrust other people, causing there to be a dissipation, a destruction of friendship and love among the human family. I want to say diminution, but I'm not sure I'm saying that word correctly. But friendship should be all over the earth. Love and companionship should be all over the earth, but we find that there is no trust among the human being. No love among the human being. And these conditions are driving us into avenues that cause death and destruction for the human family, but we act as if the so-called terrorist overseas is different from the so-called military person in the United States of North America and other parts of Europe and so on, when the condition is driving us into joining these groups that do nothing but kill and destroy another human being, tossed to and fro by the seas of life. That word is diminution, causing a diminution. Am I right? Yeah, diminution means lessening. So we have a diminution of love and friendship among the human family. So when we see the disciples on the sea, tossed to and fro, they stood up and said they wanted to be disciples. Now we see metaphorically that their mettle is being tested. The touchstone, the black siliceous stone, is testing the mettle of the disciples. The disciples representing the elements on the table of elements, the water and the waves representing the waves of noon, and the waves representing energy, representing E equals MC squared, Einstein's equation that he got from Africa. The E is energy and spirit, are the same spirit and energy. Energy is spirit. So the waves represent that energy. That energy that comes from Jehovah, the Almighty Father and Mother, self-existing one, sending those light waves, sending those sound waves into the universe, as the Dogon said, inaudibly at first and invisibly at first, then audibly sound waves, then visibly light waves. And from that, we get the construct of the whole of the universe. So we see that this scripture is teaching us science of the universe and then teaching us how to metaphorically understand the lives that we live and how we are tossed to and fro by extenuating circumstances that maneuver us into choices and decisions that we shouldn't be maneuvered into. And then we have to test our mettle and see if we will remain with being a disciple of Yahushua, which means that we are a disciple of health, wealth, prosperity, liberty or liberation, deliverance, and then the message of vengeance on all of us if we do not fulfill that which we have been called into the earth realm to carry out. And we warn the wicked ruling class of the vengeance of the Most High on them and us if we continue along the path of supporting a system that is absolutely antithetical to existing and living for all, tossed to and fro on the seas of life. Then we get to this other word that I want to deal with. Let me say, tossed with waves. Let's hit waves for a second. Waves. This is so interesting. Let's hear the pronunciation in the European Greek.
Strong's G, 2949, Kuma. Kuma.
Waves, especially of the sea or of a lake. Remember, we said the origins of the calm before the storm is Africa, the waters of Noon. The calm before the storm. The calm of the waters of Noon before the waves of Noon. Those waves having to do with birthing. It says from kuo, to swell with young, to bend, to curve. So we're looking at the universe swelling with birth and life. We're looking at water now, the atom of life, the seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm in human vernacular, causing birth, causing life, and those waves in the water teaching us about even the water in the womb of the mother that is caused by the watery substance that is sperm, that is the seed of life, germ of life, emitted into the womb of the mother, causing that watery reality that the baby, the neutron, comes to birth in. But this word also is defined as impulse and restless, restless men, tossed to and fro by their raging passions. We have said that this system knows you and me. This system has think tanks, psychiatrists, psychologists who have taken the study of the psyche, which is the study of spirit mind, energy in the mind. We're back to E equals MC squared. E is energy. And you can say, as my brother on my my place of employ, brother named Eager. The M could be the mind, and the C could be creation squared, meaning the two sides of the mind that are used to create realities in our lives. So E equals MC squared, according to my brother Eager, deep Caucasian brother. I love him, deep brother, taking the teaching and transmitting it back to ourselves with even deeper thought. So for him, E is energy, yes. Then M is mind. Then C squared are the two sides of the mind that create realities. I love it. And so taking that as a backdrop from my brother Eager, we see that our impulses causing restlessness, causing raging passions, meaning raging energies in the mind. And the psychiatrists and the psychologists, they study the psyche, energy in the mind, spirit energy in the mind, and then they report back to the CIA, the military intelligence, the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimer's Council on Foreign Relations, all of these groups and subgroups. And they begin to say, if you do this to the people, they will react this way. If you do that to the people, they will react this way. If you take living wage jobs from the people, they will be forced into criminal behavior, many of them. Then they set up the jail, or we should say, prison industrial complex, knowing they will have people that will fill the beds. It will be no occupancy, no vacancy. All the beds will be filled and even overfilled and overcrowded. Why? Because they studied the impulse of men. They studied the restlessness of men, knowing that if you commit economical warfare, political warfare, warfare psychologically, you will maneuver people into criminal behavior, and you will have people, men and women, that will fill the prison systems. And these same CIA, military intelligence, presidents, prime ministers, heads of corporations, Wall Street, they invest in the prison industrial complex. And they know they will have people in the prisons because they have made it so that the people will be maneuvered into criminal behavior. You want to solve the problem? Make it so that every job is a living wage job. So we live in this type of world system, and men and women, restless, impulse, tossed to and fro by our raging passions. We see the universe. We see how the waters of noon, peaceful, tranquil, oneness of the whole of the human family and the universe, and anyone born in the past, present, and future, all one, peaceful, tranquil. Then we see Ptah rising up as the earth mound, causing the waves, causing tossing and froing, causing the seas to be turbulent and tempestuous and chaotic. And Ptah is the mind and the power of thinking and analyzing. So we must analyze, because we want to construct our lives based on the science of the universe. So Ptah analyzed and saw all the elements in disarray, saw chaos and turbulence on the waters that were peaceful. Ptah wants to get back to peace and tranquility. So Ptah calls up Atum, and Atum comes out of Ptah, connected but disconnected, but connected to Ptah. And Atum is that hydrogen atom, that hydrogen atom, that hydrogen Christ that we read in the New Testament, that hydrogen Mashiach that we read in the Old Testament that we get as Messiah. This is the deliverer. This is that force in the universe that is the hydrogen atom, Christ, Atum, Atom, Ra, Aton, Sun, Disk, all manner of names, Elohim, Adonai, for this power that is the deliverer that will deliver this deliver us from this condition of elements in disarray, chaotic, tempestuous, and turbulence. And Atum calls forth the various forces, Nun and Nonet, Ha and Hahet, Kuk and Karket, Amun and Amonet, these forces having to do with time, space, energy, having to do with light and the proper usage of light and the proper usage of time and the proper usage of space, this teaching from the African ancestors, so that we become the mind of Ptah and analyze why is it that as the politicians talk peace, they prepare for war, and then they come to us and say, well, we got to go to war again. Tossed to and fro. We have to analyze, become thinkers, and then we call from within ourselves these forces of the universe so that we may begin to bring order out of chaos, turbulence, and tempestuousness. This is our mission. So we have to become political. We have to become analytical. And then we get to this other word that I want to see. On the fourth watch, the number four, the number four, let me see, fourth watch. If you begin, I believe with six in the, is it six in the morning to nine in the morning is the first watch, am I correct? And 9 to 12, second watch, 12 to 3, third watch, 3 to 6, fourth watch. Am I correct on that? I believe this may be sometime in the evening, I believe. But the number 4, the fourth dimension, the hidden, unseen dimension, 4 having to do. Yeah, the fourth watch of the night. So yeah, we're dealing with the evening and the nighttime. Four, having to do with foundation, preparation. When you're laying, when you're building, you lay the foundation first. So we're talking of the foundation of the universe. Is it not four, oh Lord, is it not four couples that we talked about? The first couple, Nun and Nonet, or we should say the first symbolism of forces, Nun and Nonet, and then the second, Ha and Hahet, couple. Third couple, Kuk and Karket. Fourth couple, Amun and Amonet. That four couples, four polarities of invisible forces called forth by Atum to bring order out of chaos. So, on the fourth watch, we're laying a foundation for the construct of the universe, laying a foundation for the reconstruction of our lives. Yahushua, it says, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus or Yahushua went unto them walking on the sea. Now, Jesus the Christ, Yahushua Mashiach, Christos, represents the hydrogen atom. Nothing in the universe made without Christ. Nothing in the universe made without Messiah, Mashiach. Nothing in the universe made without atoms. Atoms are one Christ atom, hydrogen. So Yahushua Christos represents hydrogen atom walking on the water. He went to them. He went to the disciples who represent the elements of the universe. And the word went. You think that it may be innocuous. It says to go away, to depart, to go in order to follow anyone, go after him, follow his party, follow him as leader, to go away, departing of evils and sufferings, of good things taken away from one. But this caught my eye. Of an evanescent state of things. Evanescent. E-V-A-N-E-S-C-E-N-T. Evanescent. I hit that word, evanescent. And it means passing out of sight, memory, existence, quickly fading or disappearing. But in physics, evanescent has to do with waves that extend into a region where it cannot propagate and whose amplitude therefore decreases with distance. So we're in the study of waves and how waves act. Light waves, sound waves. I'm reminded of the Cosmos television program, and Neil deGrasse Tyson showed us how light waves operate and sound waves operate. The longer the wave of sound, the deeper the sound. The shorter the wave of sound, the higher pitch of the sound. And how, when you take light, and I'm looking at this definition as evanescent as a rainbow, right where I want to be. In the Cosmos television program, we see how, was it Sir Isaac Newton? But this is from Africa, sisters and brothers. One of the scientists took a prism, held it up to white light. The white light, in reality, is the color of the rainbow already. But you can't see the rainbow colors because they're all traveling at the same speed, making it to appear as white light. But in the prism, you take that light and you splinter it, have it travel into another field, another region through the prism. It breaks it up, and you can see the various colors, even though they're traveling at the same speed, it would appear. They are really traveling at different speeds, at different energies, causing there to be the different variations of color. And so we're back to the reality. Oh, and he said, Tyson said, deGrasse, Neil Tyson, that looking further in between the colors, you would see black, the black reality, the dark matter. I'm saying the hydrogen atom. I'm saying the waters of noon, this black reality, this melanin of the universe that is the touchstone of the universe that causes the universe to behave like the universe should behave. This touchstone, this black dark matter reality that tests the integrity of every element in the universe, that teaches us that life will test us to see whether or not we really are who and what we say we are. And so waves moving from one region into another, changing energies, changing amplitude, because of distance traveled and because of different properties within various regions that the light waves and sound waves are traveling into. And so Yahushua went. Yahushua is the hydrogen atom. Yahushua is light and sound waves. Yahushua is health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty, liberation, deliverance for all. We must pick up on those energies, pick up on those waves. And then in that narrative, you have Petah. As Peter, the disciple named Peter, my brother Booker T. Coleman, in one of his speeches said, in speaking of the Bible as transmitting this ancient African knowledge and wisdom of the science of creation, he said, Peter, who is defined as the rock, even his other name, Cephas, is also a small rock. But Peter, upon this stone, Peter is a stone. Peter is a rock. Peter is the earth mound. Peter is Petah. And my mind almost exploded. And I began to weep to hear someone connect this teaching to Africa and the ancient teaching of the science of the universe. So we have the waters of Nun as the sea. We have the waves. We have the reality of the touchstone, testing our integrity, testing the integrity of every element in the universe, that black reality causing the universe to function as the universe should function. We have Petah as Peter, rising as the earth mound with the mind and thinking that analyzes the life circumstances, passions, extenuating circumstances, manipulation and maneuvering of men and women because of passions and restlessness. We have Yahushua Christos Mashiach as the hydrogen atom that we've been talking about, who comes as light and sound waves, who calls forth on the fourth watch, the four dialectical polar opposites that are represented by the four couples, Nun and Nonet, water and the heavens, Ha and Ha-Het, infinity and finite, Kuk and Ka-Ket, darkness and light, Amun, Amonet, hidden and revealed. And that reality, evanescent, that evanescent reality, that reality of white light really as the rainbow, and in between the colors of the rainbow, black reality, dark matter, melanin of the universe, this is represented by Kuk. The sacred divine masculine father god Kuk is darkness. And Ka-Ket, the sacred divine feminine goddess mother Ka-Ket, is light. And so we see here that the darkness is the power behind the light. And we see in evanescent, that word evanescent, that the white light is fractured into the rainbow in the prism. And we see that that rainbow light, red, ultra red, or infrared, red and blue and other colors, in between those colors of the rainbow is the black, the melanin of the universe, the dark matter that has more mass and weight than any seen material reality of the universe. And this is represented here in Kuk as darkness and Kaket as light. So darkness is not evil. Darkness is the propeller, the touchstone, the yardstick in the universe that verifies the integrity of the universe and is hidden, is Amun, and unseen, but is yet revealed, Amunet, when we use various instruments to see beyond that which is visible to the physical eye. My God, this teaching is so wonderful. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.